Heaven has abandoned China owing to its haughtiness and extravagant luxury. But I, living in the northern wilderness, have not inordinate passions. I hate luxury and exercise moderation. I have only one coat and one food. I eat the same food and am dressed in the same tatters as my humble herdsmen. I consider my people my children, and take an interest in talented men as if they were my brothers. We always agree in our principles, and we are always united by mutual affection. At military exercises, I am always in the front, and in time of battle, am never behind. In the space of 7 years, I have succeeded in accomplishing a great work and uniting the whole world in one empire. I have not, myself, distinguished qualities. But the government of the Qin is inconstant, and therefore heaven assists me to obtain the throne. The Song to the south, the Hui Ho to the north, the Hia to the east, and the barbarians in the west all together have acknowledged my supremacy. It seems to me that since the remote time of our Shan Yu, such a vast empire has not been seen. But as my calling is high, the obligations incumbent on me are also heavy. And I fear that in my ruling there may be something wanting. To cross a river, we make boats and rudders. Likewise, we invite sage men and choose out assistants for keeping the empire in good order. Since the time I came to the throne, I have always taken to heart the ruling of my people, but I could not find worthy men to occupy the places of the 3 and the 9. With respect to these circumstances, I inquired and heard that you, Master, have penetrated the truth and that you walk in the path of right. Deeply learned and much experienced, you have much explored the laws. Your sanctity is become manifest. You have conserved the rigorous rules of the ancient sages. You are endowed with the eminent talents of celebrated men. For a long time, you have lived in the caverns of the rocks and have retired from the world. But to you, the people who have acquired sanctity repair, like clouds on the path of the immortals, in innumerable multitudes. I knew that after the war, you would continue to live in Shantung, at the same place, and I was always thinking of you. I know the stories of the returning from the River Wei in the same cart, and of the invitations in the reed hut 3 times repeated. But what shall I do? We are separated by mountains and plains of great extent, and I cannot meet thee. I can only descend from the throne and stand by the side. I have fasted and washed. I have ordered my lieutenant, Liu Chenglu, to prepare an escort and a cart for you. Do not be afraid of the 1,000 li. I implore you to move your sainted steps. Do not think of the extent of the sandy desert. Commiserate the people in the present situation of affairs, or have pity upon me and communicate to me the means of preserving life. I shall serve thee myself. I hope that at least thou wilt leave me a trifle of thy wisdom. Say only one word to me, and I shall be happy. In this letter, I have briefly expressed my thoughts, and hope that thou will understand them. I also hope that thou, having penetrated the principles of the great Tao, sympathizes with all that is right and will not resist the wishes of the people. Given on the first day of the fifth month, 1219.